You know, one thing I've found with music these days is nobody can seem to make a song without actually featuring somebody on the song.
Do you know one thing I found about music these days?
I know. Don't make it like they used to. The great thing about January, well, there isn't that much, to be honest with you.
The great thing about January, oh, no.
Yeah, actually, I don't know why I said that. But one of the things that sees you through January, I guess, is planning for the rest of the year, you know, like summer holidays and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, going into travel agents and booking holiday because it's horrible. And you think, oh, I just need to get away. So you end up sort of booking something to look forward to in the summer. The other thing about January is you can start to plan properly. And I'm not just talking holidays here. I'm talking about the whole year. You can look at sort of buying your Christmas presents in January because you've got the whole January sale going on. So it's always a good idea to think ahead and think, well, what do I need next year? What can I buy? And it's going to save me a few quid, so I'm going to rush around November, December buying people Christmas presents. Always a good thing to do in January.
It's and a great idea.
Well, I think it is. It's a really good idea. I've got a few friends who do it, to be honest with you, and I always sort of like scoff at it when they tell me. And I'm thinking to myself, come November, December, I wish in January I'd sort of bought a whole load of Christmas presents for people. Then I wouldn't have to worry about it for
the
rest of the year.
You wouldn't know where they were, though,
probably. Well, probably not. And the other thing is, if you buy kids Christmas presents in January for sort of like November, December, for next year and what have you, the other thing is trying to hide them from the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'd end up just, you know, my daughter would end up finding them and I'd end up just giving them to her, saying, oh, you can have them.
I would definitely do. In fact, they wouldn't need to find them. I'd just feel bad. I'd just think, oh, I've got them a present. Go on, have it now.
Yeah, you may as well have it now.
Yeah.
Why wait? In September, here's something for you to plan for. See, Stafford Blues Festival, and it's at Lower Drayton Farm, just up the A449 in Penkridge. Now, we did this last year, and it's a weekend of camping and live music, and people come from all over the UK to this. There are over 20 bands playing over 3 days at Lower Drayton Farm. And the great thing about January is there are early bird tickets available for this. £25 for the whole weekend, £15 for a day ticket, and £7.50 after 6 o'clock if you want to go in the evening for any of these gigs. You can camp or not camp. The decision's yours, really. The website is staffordbluesfestival.co.uk. I can only urge you to go online and get your tickets nice and early for this, because it's on September the 2nd, 3rd and 4th over at Lower Drayton Farm, just at the A449. I remember it last year. It was really, really good. Some good bands playing there.
There is something very special about camping and music, like outdoors music. It's amazing. I'm definitely going to be there.
Yeah, not in January, though.
Not in January.
Which is why you should plan for September. The Blues Festival at Lower Drayton Farm. That website address, again, for early bird ticket prices, staffordbluesfestival.co.uk. I've been asking you this morning if you think that winning, instilling that winning mentality into children is a good thing. It's the right thing, or do you think that it's just all about taking part that counts with kids? This is because my son was good to you when he didn't make the school footy team, so I told him that to be a winner, you've got to think like a winner, son, and believe, said one winner to a potential another winner.
Why did someone else speak to him?
funny. Now, what we thought we'd do is enlist the help of some experts, really. Former teacher and now with the Stafford Sports and Performance Academy, Steve Glover is with us this morning. You used to be a teacher, didn't you, Steve?
Yeah, good morning. You're right, are you?
Yeah, not so bad. What's your take on this? I mean, obviously you work with children in schools and in sports.
For me, winning has always been really important, especially from a younger age. Me personally, as a child, I was a runner, so that was instilled into me about coming first. And luckily I had quite a good career as a young runner, football wise as well as a youth player. Winning was massively important, and I went on to win the English school's team title with my school. But it's the lessons that you get from those winning, you know, that's most important. So the actual end goal of winning isn't the most important. It's how you prepare yourself, how you deal with the losses when you face them, how you deal with adversity, all those kind of things. So it's great to win, and we all want to win, but it's how you prepare for that winning, how you deal with the losers. And for me, the lessons that I got from the football and the athletics, I'm now using in my career as the business Stafford Sports and Performance Academy. An example would be yesterday. I got an email from an organisation saying they no longer wanted to work with us. That, for me, was a loss. That was my football match, and we'd lost.
Yeah.
So do I just wallow in self-pity, or do I get up and go, right, I'm going to strive to go further? So we've dealt with it, we've moved on, we've learned the lesson. Mm-hmm. So school-wise at the moment, massively important. We run lots of school competitions at the moment, to predominantly do Stoke, but also get involved in some of the Stafford ones. And for the children to have those lessons about winning and wanting to win, it is really important.
Steve, can I ask you, good morning, when you say winning, do you think winning is the number one goal? What I mean is that you have to be number one, or is winning different for different children or different people?
Winning is different for everybody. So if I ran against the fastest sprinter in the world, or if I ran against Mo Farah in a 5,000 race, I'm not going to win. You know, Mo would win, clearly. But it's how I prepare for that race. It's how I run that race. And it's about giving my all and my best.
So, actually,
so will I come first? I doubt it.
In terms of, like, children when they're at school and stuff, and you've got, like, let's just take my son, for example. He's 11, wants to play football, wants to be in the school football team, and is absolutely good. He didn't make the football team, but he's trying his best. My take on it was, to be a winner, you've got to be a winner, and you've got to instill that into him. And make him believe that he actually can be a winner, because his winning would be to get into the school football team. If I turn around to him and say, well, it's the taking part that counts, and never mind, there's always next year or something, for me that's a defeatist attitude.
Well, he's got to take part to win, hasn't he? So the lesson for him would be, you know, you're not in the team at the moment, however, if you've got that self-belief, you've got that confidence, and you keep persevering, you keep taking part, then you can win and get into that team. You know, because what is he, year 7, year 8?
He's in year 11, year 7 now, so yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the end game for him at the moment, you know. There's still opportunities over the next coming months. There could be somebody come out of form. He hasn't lost. He's still taking part in that race, and it's instilling that confidence into him. Okay, this is a setback. How do you deal with that setback? Mm-hmm. You either lie back and wallow in it, or you have that winning mentality. There's always going to be somebody miss out, whether it's in football. So it's how you prepare yourself. But you must have self-belief and self-confidence. And that, I believe that comes from school sports, mm-hmm. from school, and how we give those situations to kids.
Question which seems to be popping up all the time. People seem to be asking me, how's the Stafford Half Marathon training going? And I'm not able to answer that at the moment, because I haven't even started.
So it's going at some point.
Yeah, well, when is it? 20th of March?
20th of March. Loads of time.
Oh, dearie me.
Loads of time.
So that's less than 2 months.
Yeah. That's a shame, isn't it? I can't imagine not being prepared for it. I don't know anyone else at all who's not remotely prepared for it.
Thing is, though, I think I've inspired you to want to do it, because you went on that swap side, didn't you, for a Stafford Half Marathon place, and you've been successful.
What was I thinking? Seriously, what was I thinking?
Yeah, why? Why? Can I ask why?
To be honest...
Was it because I was doing it?
And I just want to run with you, yes. Yes, that's exactly. I want to come and laugh, that's what it is.
You'll be carrying me, I don't know about running with me.
To be honest, it's a very good cause.
Well, no, hang on a minute. It's not necessarily a very good cause, is it? It depends if you're running for a cause.
Well, I'm going to.
Right, okay, who are you going to run for?
Absolutely. Well, obviously...
Myself.
Yeah. Well, you inspired... To be honest, genuinely, I haven't actually said this to you, but you inspired me with talking about... obviously, it's for your son, isn't it, and the charity that helps.
Well, it's for the charity, yeah.
Yeah, I can't... Yeah, we're not getting the money for him. I'm sure he's quite liking you.
Oh, cheers, Dad. I'll get a PlayStation with that.
Exactly, I'm sure. But no, on a serious note, you inspired me by talking about it. The thing is that to get the money, I do actually have to run and get to the end, I presume.
Well, that's the thing you say, or you could just blag it and say you did it. Mind you, you'd have to produce your medal, wouldn't you? Because they give you a medal and a t-shirt at the end of it. Well, you get to keep the t-shirt, don't you? The half marathon t-shirt.
Do I need to start some serious blagging here?
I have some serious training.
Or
I
don't know about training, blagging. Maybe.
that might help. Well, I got stopped in Asda yesterday and everybody's asking me, how's training going? And I was like, it's not. They're like, what do you mean? You've got to get fit for this. You do realise it's 30. Yeah, I do realise it's 13 and a half miles. You know, you got yourself into shape.
We're already behind, aren't we?
Well, I'm in shape already.
Oh, you're in shape. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, round. Ripped. That's a shape, isn't it? I'm round. It's good enough for me. There's a story about a young lady who went into HSBC in the Market Square to do some banking, go about her business, didn't talk to anybody, came away, and then she started getting flirty messages on Facebook from one of the bank workers. Now, this has caused outrage. Been asking for your thoughts on this